I ask Mr. Joe Rudolph to please come to the platform, if you will. Joe Rudolph, Executive Director of the Purdue Alumni Association Worldwide. Joe Rudolph has an award to make, and I shall turn this microphone over to him just as soon as he makes it up here. And here he is, Mr. Joe Rudolph.
I've been in a few tough places in my life, Al, but following that, I'm telling you this. Members of the Glee Club, your parents and friends here this evening, it's a privilege for me to be here tonight to have this opportunity to personally thank you and Al and his staff for all of the hours of enjoyment that you've given Purdue alumni throughout the world, throughout the country, this year and many other years. I've written Al so many thank you letters that they all begin to sound alike. But I do appreciate this time tonight in front of all of you people to tell you just how much this organization means to Purdue and the Purdue alumni everywhere. This group of boys behind me is a perfect example of what you can do with a combination of talent and hard work and dedication. Their reputation that they have and enjoy and that people talk to me about wherever I am in the country certainly didn't come by accident. It came by a lot of hard work, and they certainly deserve everything that they've ever received. Now, several years ago, the board of directors of the Alumni Association thought it would be nice to honor the outstanding student in the Glee Club at this concert each year. So they decided that they would pick a boy and take his accumulative grades at the end of his seventh semester before he graduates, present him with the award. Well, we have an unusual situation tonight because this year's recipient only took 3 years to get through Purdue, so we had to use his cumulative index at the end of five semesters. At that time, he had an index of 5.95, and tomorrow he'll receive his degree in engineering science. So tonight, it's a real pleasure for me to present a life membership in the Purdue Alumni Association to a young man that you just heard from Park Ridge, Illinois, a baritone in a Glee Club, a member of Sigma Nu fraternity, John Ongman. John, would you come out, please? We'll give John his card tonight. His certificate's been ordered, and when it arrives, it'll be sent to him for framing. And again, congratulations and good luck. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Another great friend of the Glee Club in the Purdue Alumni Association for so many years was Mr. Etheridge B. Baugh. Mr. Baugh established, or his sister, Bernice Baugh, established a fund or deposit with the university, a fund a few years ago, the proceeds from which each year would go to the winner of the Alumni Award. And so I am delighted tonight to represent Bernice Baugh in presenting this check to John Ongman, which is in memory of Bernice's brother and my very dear friend and very close friend of the Glee Club, the late Mr. Etheridge B. Baugh. And so you may have this check along with that lifetime membership. And congratulations. This is one great student, believe me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to say a few words of thanks. And unfortunately, the person I really would like to thank isn't able to be here tonight, Mr. Baugh. I met Mr. Baugh with most of the club this past summer when we were in Europe. And in fact, he sat behind me in the seat over on the plane. And really got to know him well in that way. But it was really a privilege for me to know Mr. Baugh, and it's really sad for me that I can't get it from his hand tonight. Thank you very much.
I think it'd be only fair that I accounted for you the fact that this boy is the one that passed off 56 hours of A in his freshman year, first semester in his freshman year as a engineering student, and could have graduated, could have gotten his master's degree in 3 years, but he strung this last year out with light load in order to stay in the Glee Club for one more full year. And he has gotten another perfect sixth grade, which means that in his entire lifetime, from kindergarten clear through his 3 years in college, he has never received but one B, ever. So that's pretty good grades. I think there's something unusual about that. One more award. One more award I want to quickly call to your attention, and I think this is the very one that's very near and dear to us. The fact that you are in the Stewart Center makes it particularly interesting. You are seated in the Purdue Center, in the Stewart Center right now. Not my Stewart, the valuable one. I refer to Dr. R.B. Stewart and his wife Lillian of Boca Raton, Florida, who have returned for this week. And yesterday we had a meeting in here in which Mr. and Mrs. Stewart were brought more closely to the fact that this is their building and given many honors. But I should like to ask Dr. R.B. Stewart to come to the platform, if he will, and make an award which he has made for us for several years, and we are most proud and happy. R.B., if you come down, we'd appreciate it very, very much. This is Dr. R.B. Stewart, his wife, Lillian June Roberts.
Al, you've given me a rather delightful moment here. This may be my last time to present this in person. We started to give this prize, and it was to go to the outstanding Glee Club man and to help you encourage better work so that they would bring the averages up. But now that the alumni have taken over that chore, and since I see you're listening to Women's Lib, and you forgot that Women's Lib was considered by men years and years ago. And when they did, the great scholar Ovid wrote of women, when we meet, make them our equals, they become our superiors. You boys remember that. I'm happy tonight to present this prize, which isn't to a senior, and it isn't to a member of the Glee Club, but it evidently satisfies your needs, which is what you should do with this prize money. And this prize has been endowed, so I hope it lasts forever. And tonight it is going to be presented to a young lady from Earhart Hall. This is her first year at Purdue, although she's a sophomore. Al picks the smart ones, you see. She is a member and soloist for the Collegiate Singers, the Purdue Glee Club, and the Purduettes. And her father is a friend of mine. He graduated in agriculture in 1940 and married a very delightful girl, lives at Goshen, and has a beautiful daughter. I was a little worried about the screeches in that first number, but the second number that you're going to sing in Hawaii, I approve. And the winner is known as Kitty, Miss Catherine Nesius, and I hope you'll get her back and let her sing something else. Catherine? Now what you haven't got, and I'm gonna have now, and Al can't have it.
Thank you so much.
There's a little check for you. Careful how you spend it.
Thank you, R.B. Thank you, R.B., and thank you, Lillian. Just one more little thing I got to do here. We have a Hall of Fame in our portion of the music hall. And it has grown for a long time. It started out way years ago, and it's got a lot of pictures on it. And every once in a while we add one. We don't have to any year. We don't have to ever add one if we don't want to. We don't have to, certainly don't have to take one a year. We don't have to take two a year if we don't want to. But this year, I should like to present the Hall of Fame winner, as far as I am concerned, and my staff, because we make the choice, to David L. Pope of Munster, Indiana. If you'll come, David. And because we may never have the opportunity to do this sort of thing again, because it's a most unusual situation when a young man is able to carry basketball and glee club at the same time, both of them being major activities, we're going to add the picture of Bob Ford to our Hall of Fame. Sidney Poitier did a number that we think is pretty great. We're going to wind up here, start a finale rolling right now. Sidney Poitier's very wonderful song from The Lily of the Field, Amen. And David Pope will take over. Dave Pope and Amen.